Good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
The story this morning we'll start with is about a former Schenectady County jail guard. He's been arrested. Tell us what for and what's happened.
We have a story today about a jail guard named Eugene Selle, 28-year-old gentleman. He was arrested yesterday, about a week after there was a revelation and some allegations that he, when he was a guard about 10 days ago, inflicted a beating on a detainee in the jail in actually a changeover area. So about 10 days ago, it came to light that there was some kind of an altercation between Selle and a man in his 30s who was at the jail. He's accused of actually inflicting a pretty vicious beating. And so yesterday, the development was a week after he was fired in connection with that alleged beating. On Tuesday, he was arrested and arraigned. So he showed up voluntarily at Schenectady City Court with his lawyer, and he was arraigned on second-degree assault charges and also official misconduct, and he was later released on bail. For the first time yesterday, we heard from Selle's lawyer, who says that the incident was just an act of self-defense. What he says is that Selle was dealing with this detainee, and the detainee tried to attack him, and so he was just defending himself. The lawyer describes it as a use of force being justified, but he could face up to 7 years in state prison if he's convicted.
From there to concerns by residents about their safety in Schenectady Central Park.
Yeah, you know, by day, this is a very bucolic park. I think it's popular for people walking around the Iroquois Lake, and the Rose Garden is beautiful, and it's really a lovely spot during the daytime. But what we're hearing in the last week or so is about some problems at nighttime, particularly this summer in 2020 during the pandemic. What some neighbors have told our reporter, Pete DeMola, and have also complained to city council members, is that after dark, it's this rowdy, unruly place where some of the neighbors describe fireworks being set off at all hours, loud music, large groups, some shootings, and even at some point over the summer, there was a drag race that apparently resulted in a motorcycle hitting a utility pole, causing a lot of damage. Some of the neighbors say that they understand the Schenectady Police Department is busy. You know, crime in Schenectady and a lot of cities was up this summer. But they say despite that, they want the city police department to do a better job at patrolling it, setting up more lights, getting surveillance cameras, etc. They say it's becoming what feels an unsafe place to walk after hours, especially. They pinpoint especially the basketball courts that are kind of up on the upper part of the park. So the police department hasn't talked about it yet, but the mayor and some of the council members have acknowledged that there are some concerns in that park. And the mayor, Gary McCarthy in particular, says that there have been some problems and, you know, as far as uniformity in the parks, but he's pretty hopeful that they can get on top of stuff with better signage, better surveillance. But also he realizes, or he says that with the pandemic, yeah, there's been a spike in all kinds of problems, and he's hoping that the winter will calm things down with the colder weather and also maybe next year get back to a little bit of normalcy when people have other activities to do.
He's Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. You can read more at dailygazette.com. Miles, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Take care, David. Stay warm.